Greetings, Grandad here, and here to bring you a few things before we kickstart the show today. Firstly, a listener's message to say that the jokes and impressions in this show are simply for the purpose of entertainment and not meant to cause any offense. It would be great if you could take a moment to rate us on Apple Podcast and drop us a review if you are enjoying the show. Find us on our Facebook page, Better Show, and there you will find more spooky tales, both fiction and non-fiction. And lastly, don your tinfoil hats, crack your heads back as far as they will go, and look to the stars, because tonight is going to be a better show.
Imagine that it is nighttime. You are all alone on an overlook that spans hundreds of miles. There, you can not only see the land, but also gain a full appreciation of the universe above you. The stars, they shine bright tonight, almost too bright. You are alone, and yet, you can never be alone ever again. The stars, they seem to be fading, and your vision with them. And with that, you remember exactly where you are.
So welcome to Better Show. My name, of course, is Grandad, and I am joined this evening by Robo Duck.
Oh, do I say hi?
Well, you could do, or you can remain silent. It's entirely up to you, to be fair.
I didn't know this. Okay. Hi.
I mean, it was meant to be this afternoon, but someone didn't
respond to my
message until... Well, to be fair, we've been trying to do this podcast together since September 4th.
This has been long due.
Yeah, but we finally got there.
It's finally happening.
Yeah.
There should be like confetti falling right now or something.
Yeah.
Or someone trying to attempt a handstand. I don't know if that's what people do when they're trying to celebrate.
Handstands
are pretty celebratory. I can't say that word.
Celebratory.
Yes.
Okay.
Hey, English is my second language.
Yeah, I mean, you do speak it pretty well. You speak better than most of the people that we deal with on a day-to-day basis, so...
Oh, okay. Go me.
So I had a couple of things that I wanted to cover before we actually get into the core element of today's episode. Assuming that I run this properly, this will be part one of a two-part Valentine's Day special, which will be released midnight, so like a standard episode between Thursday and Friday, because Valentine's Day falls on the Thursday, doesn't it? It's the 14th. I think that's right.
Yes.
Yeah. So
it's definitely on the 14th. Don't ask me the day, because I don't know. I'm not going to Valentine's Day anyways, so...
What do you mean you're not going to Valentine's Day? It's not like an event that's held before. In a location.
I've said this before, like, I'm not going.
Yeah, but I don't think you quite understand what I'm saying. You said you're not going... But RoboDuck, it's not like that. It's not like it's fucking held somewhere. It's not like
it's not like I'm gonna wake up and then I'm just gonna decide not to go. Like some people wake up.
Where are you going? Where is this place that you think you're going?
What if there's like an island that some people go to, you know, for Valentine's Day?
Isn't that just like STD Island?
Probably.
Yeah.
I mean, who am I to question life and the way people work?
That's what we do on this podcast. That's all we do is question people.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll be open to saying the questions or whatever.
Okay, so RoboDuck, the first topic that I've got today before we get into the core element of the Valentine's Day podcast is something that might interest you. So I was I was visiting my grandparents yesterday actually. And apparently my granddad had taken... So they were both going up the road to a concert. And to paint a picture, not to give away locations or anything, but pretty much it's just a giant hill between their house and the high street. And about halfway up the hill, my granddad said that he started to feel kind of woozy and then collapsed Fortunately, he collapsed on some grass. My grandmother then went to go and help him, literally held out her hand to grab him to pull him up. But then she gave way as well. It's not like she made contact with his hand. He didn't pull her down. She just gave way at the same point and fell beside him.
So they both randomly collapsed?
Yeah. The problem is that my granddad suffers with Alzheimer's. So although he could still recount the event, which was quite surprising, seeing he's quite far into the kind of dementia side of things, he could still recount the event in most of its entirety, but he couldn't say what happened just before he fell. He didn't say he felt sick or anything like that. He just kind of collapsed. And so did she. And both of them were kind of on the ground for about 10 to 15 minutes until someone came along and basically got them back up. The reason why I raise it in our kind of spooky, scary podcast is because I just thought it was rather bizarre how they both collapsed just out of the blue.
Immediately there is definitely some sort of conspiracy theory behind that.
And it's also quite interesting because my grandmother, because we met up with her on the same day, but hours after this had happened, she had a burst blood vessel in her hand, but for a burst blood vessel to occur, you have to hit something with some considerable force. She didn't hit the grass with any kind of force, and the burst blood vessel was actually before the incident took place.
Oh my god.
So
wait, where was this, like? You said a hill.
Yeah, so it was on the hill, and they both landed on this patch of grass.
That is very scary.
So my immediate jump to, because when I heard this story, I was with my sister at the time, and I was like, okay, when we leave, we're fucking going to that grass, and I'm going to do a bit of a scout out and see what happens. Fortunately, nothing did happen. I didn't get any kind of weird feeling or anything, but my theory was...
Maybe, did they eat anything that day? Maybe, they didn't eat anything?
Well, I questioned them on that, and there was no unusual dietary stuff. They drunk sufficient amount of liquids, they weren't dehydrated. It was weird.
That is so strange.
And but yeah, so my thinking behind the whole blood vessel bursting was, I don't know how much you know on this front, but the thing with most alien abductions are that you get kind of like a puncture wound or strange markings on your skin.
Oh my god, okay. Wait, was it raining that day? Was the weather a bit odd that day?
Yes, actually. It's funny you should say that, because my mother promised us that it was going to be clear skies, and it was raining on and off throughout the day.
Okay. And there weren't any strange lights or anything?
Not that I saw.
Okay. And your grandparents, they don't remember anything else?
No. No, they didn't raise anything unusual. Apart from, obviously, the incident itself.
What if their memories were erased or something?
There you go. I mean, that's what usually happens with most alien encounters.
See, I believe in aliens. I generally do think they exist.
Yeah.
I just don't know if they come to Earth.
Right.
I need to have some sort of proof if they do come to Earth.
Yeah.
But the whole incident with your grandparents, it sounds like there's possibility of aliens to be there.
Well, there you go. So I was just giving it a bit of thought, but I thought it was odd.
That is.
Yeah.
So, and you didn't ask them any further questions?
No, I didn't. I didn't feel like prying it, because I know that they don't believe in that kind of thing, and I didn't want to. My grandmother's a bit. She can be worried quite easily, so I didn't want to cause her any further distress
on the
whole thing.
And
my grandfather, like I say, he probably won't remember any of it now if we were to ask him, even though it's only been a day ago. So
damn. Yeah. I'm just trying to think of possible explanation. So they definitely ate food.
Yeah.
And there was nothing wrong with their diet.
No.
It was raining.
Yeah.
Okay, we can add that to the list.
Yeah.
It's like an investigation. We need to open an investigation for this. and you went to check out the place, and you didn't find anything weird.
No scorch marks, no weird lights in the sky, nothing. No weird feeling. I didn't feel sick or anything like that, nothing.
Was the grass a really bright green, or was it like...
It didn't look unusual, because there were quite a few different patches of grass. It made up different people's front gardens, so...
Okay.
From what I saw, they were all the same shade-ish.
I And this hill, was it really, what's that word? Like, was it really tall? Well, sorry, I don't know the English word.
No, RoboDuck, believe it or not, it was actually a really... It was actually... Somehow it was a flat hill. Yeah, it was a tall... No, it was.
What do you
tall hill.
That word?
Tall hill. I don't know. It was a hill. What do you want from me?
You speak English, you should know. Oh, wait, so do I. well, this is really bad. I don't know the word. Like, steep. No, wait, that's not the word. What does steep mean?
Like a... I don't even know. Like, you know when people say how you would describe like the internet to someone? This is kind of the same kind of problem. I don't know, like it's sheer. So if a 75 degree slope is between obviously 90, which is a sheer wall, and 0, which is flat, then
okay.
Then let's say it was about a 75. It was a standard hill. It wasn't too steep, it wasn't too flat.
Okay. Okay, so there was nothing wrong with the hill. It was standard.
But what do you mean by something wrong with the hill? What does that mean?
I don't know. What if the hill... I don't know. What if the hill
was the hill sick or...
And then it affected, like, your grandparents, and then that's what made them collapse. What if the grass was actually, like, facing a different direction?
What does that even... In reflection to what?
I don't know. What does grass do? Do grasses like grow in one direction? It's in one direction.
Yeah, One Direction is terrible music, but the
they're all.
What
like,
does that even mean? What do you mean? Does it grow in one direction? What?
Okay. The grass. You know grass,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I'm familiar with it.
The soil. Yeah. Not like grass that, you know, that is on trees.
What?
You know the grass from the ground?
No. Let's backtrack. We're almost halfway through this podcast. We haven't yet talked about Valentine's Day once. But let's backtrack. Let's backtrack. Let's backtrack.
I'm just trying to open an investigation for your grandparents.
Yeah, that's fine. But first of all, I'm going to open up an investigation as to why you think there's there's grass on trees.
Oh, I just said that because I couldn't think of anything else to do with grass, like... Yeah, I don't know where I'm going with this anymore. I was just hoping there was something about the hill that made your grandparents collapse, you know?
No, I've given... Don't worry, RoboDuck, I've given it like a lot of thought, and...
No, I think I figured this out.
Oh, God, okay.
Listen.
Okay, I'm listening.
You know how the ground is flat? Not the earth.
Do not say the earth is flat. Do not fucking say it.
I'm not saying the earth is flat.
Good.
I'm saying, you know how the ground is flat?
Which it isn't, but okay.
And then you have the hill.
Right.
And then you have the hill.
Okay.
And then inside the hill, what is there? And what's inside the hill? Is there... Maybe inside the hill.
Oh my God, what do you mean?
Like something. Inside the hill.
What?
Like, you know. Hills? What's under them? What's under a hill?
What does that even mean? Oh my God. Under... Okay. It's earth! It's rock!
I'm trying to think of impossible explanations that actually make sense.
But that's a split infinitive. You can't have an impossible explanation that makes sense. Therefore negating the impossible.
Who said? Why not? Who said?
The definition of impossible!
Well, every word is made up anyway, so...
Okay, well, that's actually true,
false.
But... That might be the only truthful thing that you've said so far!
Okay, I come up with a new definition for impossible.
Do not say likely.
It's a possible...
Oh my God.
It's a possible thing that can make sense, but unless proven otherwise... I think that makes sense.
Yeah, sure. Well, let's backtrack to this, because hopefully if we ever get to do a podcast together again, seeing as it's taken me nearly half a year to do it with you the first time around.
Can we make this podcast like 5 hours long now? Like,
you said you could only do 20 minutes, and now you're saying you could do 5 hours?
No, yeah, because that's a really cool podcast if it's going for 5 hours. We should have like a 20-minute break in between. Well, that's
what for me to
shit.
Go and just scream and just drink? I've got half a bottle of Jack. I'm going to get through that.
Yeah. So say like you wanted to eat right now, we'd just like pause the podcast.
Oh, that's great. Well, I definitely didn't just have dinner.
Oh, yeah, me neither.
Okay, cool. All right, well, we'll backtrack to this maybe another episode when we do an alien special, because we need to do one again soon. But we're going to get into this. We're going to get into this Valentine's Day.
I'm just saying, the whole situation with your grandparents, there's definitely some investigation that needs to happen.
Yeah, that's fine.
Because, you know, people don't collapse out of nowhere unless you're in the Doctor Who.
Yeah, we're not talking about fucking Doctor Who. Anyway.
Aww.
Anyway. So, okay. Let's get into this Valentine's Day special. We want to say hi to all those people. Yeah, sorry to all those people who may be spending it alone. If it makes you feel any better, one Valentine's Day about 3 or 4 years ago, I watched Twilight with my dad.
But that's really cute.
No, it's not. It's weird.
That's like a nice family moment.
That's not a family. Well, yeah, it is a family moment, but it's not a nice one. It's a weird one. Really, really
weird.
Yeah,
I don't know why you guys were watching Twilight.
Yeah. I also feel like... So, if you know me in person, which you do, you know that...
Well, do I? How do I know you're not that fig that was inside the hill?
Yeah, I'm the mountain man. Anyway, so I like to tell weird stories. Don't worry, I won't gross you out with anything too weird. But I thought I'd bring up... I thought I'd bring up a Valentine's Day-esque story. So, with my first serious relationship, I did something that quite a few people would consider to be quite weird, but I like to think it was nice, but I'm going to tell you and then you can maybe throw it around, think whatever you think. So, this was back in the day of like old Nokias and brick phones before everyone became one with the Apple, became one with the Apple gods.
Oh, those times.
Yeah. You were probably, you know, not born yet.
When buttons were a thing on phones. I was probably a baby. Wait, how old was I? I actually don't know. Oh my god, I actually don't know.
So
how old am I now?
I hope you can answer that.
Oh, I'm sorry, I'm interrupting your story.
So when we started dating, I may have spent hours when we weren't together, but still texting one another. Writing out every single text that she ever wrote, and also like painstakingly drawing out all the kisses that she'd ever sent me, the same number for each message. But it wasn't like I wrote out the conversation, it was only her messages. And I filled like an A4 binder with over 100 pages of conversation from her. It was like that moment of silence, like, oh shit, what have I agreed to do? Like, no.
Why would you? I don't know what to say to that.
Yeah, no one does.
I don't know what I was expecting, but I wasn't expecting you to write out all her messages. Like, why?
I'd like to think that it's a twofold answer. I'd like to think, one, because it was my first serious relationship and I wanted to kind of almost write in stone every single moment so I could just have it there as a physical item that I could own.
I did not know you were this sentimental.
Yeah, apparently so. I used to be, you know, changed since then. And the other one being that I still kind of have like anxiety stuff about my phone and things like that. So again, to have that is kind of like a backup of the conversation.
Okay. The second part makes sense. Wait. It still doesn't make sense. Why would you want a backup of the conversation? You guys are just talking. Did you write out every single thing? Even things like, hey, you could?
Yeah.
You even type...
Yeah.
On an A4? A4? A4, like, paper.
Yeah. Both sides.
What do you mean you drew out the kisses? I'm so confused.
Yeah.
Why would you...
Yeah.
Like, actually sit there and draw it out?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Like, obsessed.
Yeah. Okay, so... But my weird Valentine's story aside, I've got 4 Valentine's Day stories that are true, and they all end in murder, which of course...
Wait, what? Wasn't ready for this podcast to end in murder.
Well, of course, RoboDuck, when I first told you about this podcast, I told you it was a murder and true crime podcast, and I gave you the link, and I must have given you the link 3 times, and let me ask you this, have you even listened to an episode yet?
Do you want a serious, like, answer, or do you want to lie? because I could say that I did listen to it.
Okay.
But I could also say the truth and say, like, I'm winging this, like, I winged everything, like.
That's fine.
I'm just going with the flow, you know.
Mm.
That's what I do. That's just a me thing. I never planned beforehand.
So some of these stories are not all that happy. Some of them are quite curious. So I'm going to go into the first one straight away. So in the year 2015, the Sheriff's Department of Alabama discovered the remains of an elderly couple. The incident was put down to a suicide, and the names of the couple are being withheld at the request of the family. The investigation found that the 77-year-old husband had shot and killed the 76-year-old wife and then killed himself. It is documented that the couple was suffering with long-term illness. For whatever reason, though, it is unclear out of the two who was actually suffering with that long-term illness. And there was no history of domestic abuse, and the husband had no criminal record.
Okay. That is, I don't know what to say to that. I'm going to be very honest. I don't know what to say to that. That's just really scary.
I just found it interesting because there was no, well, again, a twofold interest. One being that there was no previous domestic reports or issues on that front. The family hadn't reported any sign of depression between the two. I should probably specify that all these actually happened on Valentine's Day.
Okay, so Valentine's Day is a day where people die.
I want that on a shirt. I want Valentine's Day as a day when people die.
That's just it's like, oh, hey, honey, it's Valentine's Day. What do you want to do? I don't know, death. Oh, we should laugh about that. Okay, sorry, dark humour is not... Sorry.
No, that's fine. This podcast is absolutely for dark humour.
Okay, but... There was a suicide note, if I'm...
No, correct. So there was no suicide note, at least nothing that I found in the report. They just put it down to a suicide thing of some... Well, so the way that they painted it out was that the husband killed the wife, so at least there may not have been a mutual suicide interest, but then the husband definitely killed himself.
Oh my God.
So there was at least one suicide in that.
Okay, again, I'm trying to think of... See, I'm feeling like Sherlock Holmes today. I feel like I need to, like, find out what all these cases and actually solve them. So they took it as the husband killed the wife.
Yeah.
And they killed himself after.
Yeah.
And there was no suicide note.
No.
Was this in... Where did this whole death take place? Was it in their home?
Yes.
Was it... Okay. They have no kids?
They do have family, but they weren't living with them.
Okay. Wait, so they don't have kids?
Well, they must... Well, they don't have kids. One of them's 77. The other one's 76.
Okay. I don't know if people could, you know, still have kids. I don't know.
Well, they can't, because there's a point in I don't want to get into the anatomy of women, but isn't there a point when women can't have kids anymore?
That's true. Although I did see in the news the other day an 80-year-old being pregnant, so I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. The social media is quite a strange place sometimes.
Yeah, you're telling me.
Okay, so that's so strange. Mm. But why would he kill her?
What
did he do?
That's the thing, that there's no evidence of depression or domestic abuse within the household. It's just that one day, well, on Valentine's Day, he decided to kill her and then himself.
What if it's some weird, like, I don't want to say cult, but what if it's something like that where you have to kill your wife then kill yourself on Valentine's Day and then, like, you'll be praised by the demon gods or something? I don't know.
Well, one thing's for sure, you're probably not going to make it to the next cult meeting.
That's true. but what if the other members of that cult now praise those two for dying?
Hmm, maybe. But they didn't find any kind of satanic robes or anything like that in the house.
How did the guy kill her?
Gunshot.
Okay. And where did he get the gun from?
Well, it's America, so you can go to an IKEA probably and pick one up.
Wow, America's so messed up.
Isn't it Wilco that's got like a whole gun section and you can just go in and pick up like your next armchair and cigars, oh, and an entire rack of guns.
It's such a scary place.
Mm. But I suppose if everyone has guns, then everyone feels that little bit safer. I don't know.
Yeah, but that's not. But that's even more. You know, I'd feel less safe if I had a gun.
Yeah.
Like if I was.
Yeah, well, I think the whole world would feel less safe if you had a gun. To be honest.
Yeah, because if everyone else has a gun, how do I know I'm not going to get shot at now? Because everyone else has a gun.
Well, I'm more implying.
Like, what if someone has a grudge against me, like. Hopefully no one does, but
I'm more implying does, I'm more implying, RoboDuck, that every single time I've given you something that's breakable, you've broken it.
It was an accident.
Okay, yeah, you keep on saying that, and it doesn't make it any less.
It was genuinely an accident. I knew it was going to break.
Accidentally threw it into the floor. Okay, well, you saying it as was an accident is a perfect segue into our next story, because accidental slaying of girlfriend when Oscar. Pistorius, I think is how you pronounce it, killed his girlfriend, model Reva Steenkamp, in their shared home. He was initially charged with lesser crimes, but that changed when they were overturned with heftier charges. And he was charged with the shooting of his girlfriend, who he shot dead with a 9mm pistol that was, well, okay, so it's not confirmed that it was a 9mm, but a 9mm pistol was found at the scene of the shooting, and it was said to have taken place during the early evening.
Okay, so clearly there's a trend here of males killing their significant female other.
I don't know if there is, because I do have a story. This is like a backup story, so if we don't... I mean, we're almost on the half an hour mark already, but that was because you were thinking that all the hills are the hills from fucking Yoshi's Island that have some kind of darker nefarious means.
Okay, you know what? Is it okay if I could bring the Illuminati into this?
If you want, if you think it's necessary.
It is necessary. Everything is the Illuminati. Think about it. The hill... is almost like a triangle shape, right?
Except no,
and then
but
what's
okay.
Inside the hill, and this goes back to my original point of what is under the hill, is probably a huge robot eye. And guess where that robot eye comes from? Outer space. Hello, is anyone else not seeing the correlation here? Oh, and then like the radio waves and stuff like that, just sort of like. Played with people's minds, and then maybe that's what caused your grandparents to suddenly collapse.
That's an interesting thought. I don't know if I'm with you on it, because you still think that the hills are full of robot eyes, but
were there any trees?
Yeah, there were trees.
Were there any buildings?
No, they were in a field. Yes, there were trees, and yes, there were buildings. There were buildings.
Were there any clouds on that day?
Yes. Well, it was raining, okay. So...
Oh, yes, it was raining. Okay, were the droplets of the water going really, really fast? Like, really fast? Or were they going very slow, in slow motion?
Well, it was raining, so I'm going to say it was standard rain speed.
What does standard even mean?
I don't know! A moment ago you asked me what steep meant!
Standard rain! You know, your standard hill might be different to what someone else think is a standard hill.
Okay.
You don't know what to say to that.
No, but I'm going to segue into the next one because I feel like I'm going to rage out in a minute. So after walking into a police station on Valentine's Day and saying that his, Stephen Grant's wife... had been missing. 3 weeks later, okay. Her body was discovered in his garage and in their home in Washington Township. Mitch, he is suspected to have justified his actions in his head, as he had suspicions about his wife and her ex-partner, who she worked with and was an older man. Coming from someone who had also been discovered to have been in contact with a former girlfriend on his side, who turned in information of him emailing her, mocking the marriage vows that he'd taken. And as this woman was a nursing student, he'd offered to have her give him a sponge bath.
Okay, that ended really weirdly. It was not going very dark till I heard sponge bath. Now I don't know what to think. Why? Okay, What is my theory on this? So wait, she went missing out of the blue, like,
no, so suddenly? So he came into the police station and claimed that she'd gone missing. Then 3 weeks later, her body was discovered in his garage.
That is so weird. Well, how do we know that she was actually missing? Because what if he locked her in the garage?
No, that's the whole point. That he lies.
Oh, I'm really...
So what do you think, that she went missing for 3 weeks and then teleported dead into his garage?
What if she couldn't... no, I've seen scary movies like this where they get trapped in the room and they can't leave.
Right.
What if she got trapped in the garage for 3 weeks and he just came home like, la 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 la, you know, going about my daily life. Oh, where's the wifey? Oh, wait, she's missing. I should go to the police station. And then I find out that, oh, actually, she was in the garage this whole time. She just couldn't get out and now she's dead.
Okay, RoboDoc, I will buy into your idea, but the first thing I'm not going to buy into is the fact that a man or anyone wouldn't go into their garage for 3 weeks.
Yeah, you never know.
What do you mean you never know? Who does that? Who doesn't go into their garage for 3 weeks?
He probably didn't have a reason to go to his garage.
What?
What if he stayed over at his friend's house
for 3 weeks? 3 weeks?
Yeah.
If one of my friends stays over at my house for 3 days, I'm going to have a mental breakdown.
Yeah, but that's you. I mean, what if, okay, maybe not the friend's house, now that you say it. Yeah, because I would also hate it if my friend stayed over for, like, more than 3 days. I'd be like, do you not have a home to go to?
We're such unsociable people.
Yeah, I'm too introverted for things like that. But anyways.
Yeah, so he'd then apparently been documented as trying to justify his actions due to the fact that his wife had, I guess, been showing interest in her previous lover that she worked with and was an older man. And then, but it was kind of, he was on a high horse, but he was also in the same kind of boat because he'd been in contact with his previous partner, who was a nursing student, and he'd been flirting with her to the extent of suggesting that she should sponge bathe him.
That's honestly, every time you repeat that, it's so weird. Why sponge bathe? Like, why?
I don't know. I guess it's something that nurses do. I don't know.
It's like, oh,
to all the nurses out there,
that's such a romantic thing.
To all the nurses out there, because we do actually have quite a big coverage at the moment. We're in America, we're in Mexico, we're in France. So to all the nurses out there that listen to this show, do you sponge bath very often? I'm not asking for myself. I don't really need a sponge bath. I actually don't like to bathe. I feel like I now have to justify my innocence now. I don't want you to sponge bath me. Unless you want to, in which case, my number is 000005.
So you wouldn't want a sponge bath, but if someone did want to give you a sponge bath, you'd be happy.
Well, you know, I'm an open book. So if someone, you know, wants to do something, so long as it doesn't put my life or health at risk, I'm perfectly...
What if it's like a lava sponge bath?
What?
You know, lava, like...
Yeah, I'm familiar with it. So, first of all, I'm going to completely overlook the fact that there's not many bath products that could actually hold molten rock. Yeah, I mean, I don't, you know, if you're going to run me a bath and you're going to give me a sponge bath, to all the people out there willing to do that, which I hope is no one.
Imagine you get like so many messages now, like, hey, so I heard your podcast and I wanted like just to tell you that I'm open to giving you a sponge bath. So Wednesday, 6 p.m.
So in that case, then please watch the Facebook page, which is Better Show. And if at any point someone offers me a sponge bath, and by personal decree of this podcast, I have to say yes, I will put it up on that podcast.
Hey, you can't go back on your
yeah
word.
No, I can't, absolutely not. So yeah, so I promise, podcast decree, that if anyone wants to give me a sponge bath, assuming that I don't have to travel because I don't actually have an in-date passport, why not?
Okay, and you're gonna write that in a contract and everything with your fingerprint, just to make it official.
That's fine. Although I don't know if whether many contracts are signed with someone's fingerprint. It's usually a signature or something with date and time. Yeah, but all right.
But it makes much more sense to do fingerprint, isn't it? Because like,
yeah,
anyone can forge it. No one can forge your fingerprint.
Yeah, that's true.
Can they?
No.
Unless you get psycho people that, like, cut off your
God
finger.
God damn it. You know what I tried to do? I tried to make it so you wouldn't be able to then continue on that tangent, but you still did it anyway.
Oh, sorry.
That's fine.
But, yeah, okay, maybe I shouldn't carry on that tangent. But it's impossible. Okay, yeah, I'll stop.
So, my last core story comes from a chap called Nathan. And don't worry, it's no one that we know. And he is And this particular Nathan is a fantastic example of an idiot who essentially doomed himself after searching on the internet how to silence weapons.
If Nathan is listening right now.
So this particular
bro,
I should probably
you kind of messed up.
I should probably specify that this guy, I believe, lived in the United States. So definitely not the one that we know. So, this Nathan is a fantastic example of an idiot who essentially doomed himself after searching on the internet how to silence a weapon and also how to strike someone to render them unconscious. This was discovered by authorities after the wife of Nathan had died, and it would seem that he had done it so that he could be with the 18-year-old Lithuanian. Whoa. There we go.
Lithuanian.
There we go, that one. Lithuanian student that both him and his wife had team sponsored for her immigration to the United States.
That is... So wait, he killed his... Wait, how old was Nathan?
It doesn't say.
Okay, so he's married.
Yeah.
And usually people get married after the 25...
Well, I don't even know if that's true, because I'd like to say it is, but in today's world, people get married as early as 16.
Everyone I know
is
getting married after 25.
But,
okay, so people usually... let's just say 20s, after 20.
Okay.
People usually get married. So we can say he's quite old.
Why? I don't know how you're... I don't know how you're working this out. I don't see the math. You're literally like... Oh, so you can get married at 20. Oh, so you must be fucking ancient. Yeah,
I'll tell you where my thought process is going.
Okay, here we go.
When I think of married couples, I usually think of like between 25 and 30 and 30 plus.
Right.
Like that sort of age range that people marry.
Yeah.
So that's why I think Nathan could have been old, because that's what I think of when I think of married couples.
Okay.
Right. So we can say, from my logic, he was probably an old guy.
Right, okay. But what? Then, so you're trying to justify him murdering his wife by the fact that he was old?
No. I'm not trying to justify him as murdering anyone. I'm just trying to say that this makes... Why would he murder his wife to go for someone, like, younger than him?
Because people like to go for younger people all the time. Because she was legal, so it's not...
It's just, she's too young, bro. That's what it is. Like,
well, it's you who's painted him as like a 70-year-old man. For all we know, he could be in his early 20s.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's true. Okay, if he's in his early 20s...
Yeah.
That's still... I don't know why you would go for anyone younger. I don't know. Like, you have a wife who's fully there supporting you.
Yeah, but we don't know that. Again, I'm not trying to justify the murder of this lady, but there could be could be a whole trove of reasons why.
But rather than say she was like a mean person.
Yeah.
Why would he need to feel the need to kill her? Why couldn't he just go to the police or something, or make a case, or I don't know, like find another way to, you know, deal with his marriage? Why did he have to kill her?
I don't know.
Why don't you know? I thought you knew everything.
Well, you know, I know some things, but I don't know that.
Oh.
Yeah.
So what now? Where do we go from here?
I don't know. Well, the case is closed. He's the murderer.
Oh. What if he didn't actually kill her? Because they say he killed her because he searched that how to find the gun and everything on the internet, right?
Mm.
What if he didn't actually kill her? What if he was just searching it up to defend himself because he knew someone was coming after them?
I think, as nice a thought as it is, I think the case is kind of closed on it.
Oh, okay.
I don't know whether we can necessarily ring up the United States, I guess, police unit and be like, hey, you got it wrong.
I it's possible, you know. Not everyone thinks of doing that. So it'd be quite weird if someone actually did call up the police in the United States and told them they were wrong.
So I'm gonna wrap up this episode of the podcast with one last story, and this kind of bleeds into my specialist subject within Better Show and the podcast, is of course merpeople.
What?
Yeah. So that's my specialist subject, merpeople. You would know if you'd listened to a single episode.
I'm sorry. I'll definitely listen to the other episodes.
Yeah.
After this podcast that I'm doing now, I'm sort of, like I said, I'm wigging it.
Yeah, you should. So, first of all, the subject of this story is not to be. So, okay, there are parts of this that should be joked about, parts of it that shouldn't. What this guy claims to have happened is not a joke within the realm of the subject, but the fact that he believes that this may have happened is a joke. I'll get to it in a minute. I just wanted to clarify before people start laughing or they think I'm being a douchebag, but I'm not.
Okay.
So Florida fisherman lost at sea for 14 days claims he was sexually assaulted by merpeople.
My God.
Right, so let's get into this. So Alvin...
Oh, my God.
So Alvin McAllister, age 72, was found on a small, rocky kind of, I guess, island, 200 miles off the nearest coastline where he was shipwrecked 2 weeks ago and managed to survive off several seagulls, mussels and urchins. And first of all, I would like to paint a fantastic picture of this guy that basically looks like thin Santa Claus with a pirate hat running around trying to eat fucking seagulls, which apparently he managed to do. How slow are these seagulls?
I don't know what to say to that, because I've imagined it in my head.
Oh. So there's more of it. So McAllister, from whom doctors do not fear his life, so he's not in dire need at the moment, I guess, was found suffering from intense hallucinations, possibly caused by dehydration and the toxins of unidentified mussels he consumed on the small island. I've got a quote here that says the patient shows symptoms of extreme dehydration and still under medical attention at the moment, and he's still suffering from mild hallucinations at St. John's Baptist Hospital, spokesman told reporters. So I've also got one here, says he describes in graphic detail how he was forced to perform oral sex on the fish-like genitals of these aquatic creatures, not only onto women but also onto men. McAllister's brother added in tears, visibly grateful to find his brother alive.
Okay, wait, can we just say that? He was crying while making that statement.
Where his brother was crying.
Yeah, his brother's been like, this is what happened to him.
Maybe his brother was crying because he was crying because he was such like a Disney fan and he wanted to have sex with Ariel, but his brother got there first. I don't know.
You never know. That could have been his thing. That's what got him on or something. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, I'm definitely not into fish people like that. Definitely not. So
Are you sure?
Yes. Yes.
I'm pretty sure I remember you saying something about mermaids.
No. So McAllister, who is believed to have ingested some form of toxin as lead or mercury, found in dangerous quantities in the mussels he possibly consumed, is under psychiatric evaluation. So although Mr. McAllister does present abnormal injuries and this is great, inflammations to the genitals and anal area, it is highly unlikely that he was sexually exploited or sodomized by living sea creatures, and these are possibly self-inflicted.
Oh my God. That is
No, we can absolutely laugh at this.
Let me get this straight.
Yes.
This guy thinks he got assaulted by mermaid people.
Yeah.
Mer people.
Yeah.
But then, what was the whole hallucination thing about? What if he hallucinated it? Wait. Since we're talking about mer people, are we talking about mer people where the bottom half is fish and the top half is human?
I don't know.
Or the top half is fish and the bottom half is human?
I don't know. I really, really don't know. It doesn't say, unfortunately, in this particular report.
Dang it. Or what if, like, the whole left side of the person is fish and then the right side of the whole person is, like, human?
Well, I imagine that their buoyancy and ability to swim would be significantly damaged by the fact that they're only swimming with half a fin.
But what if they're, like, I don't know, like, jellyfishes? Like, that's how they swim.
Well, that sounds really, really painful.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, I really hope now there is no creature out there that exists like the one I described.
I also want to point out that within this site that I found, there's a sub topic that says, Philippines mermaid enthusiast accidentally harpooned to death by local fishermen.
Accidentally?
Yeah, so the picture is just kind of like this Jason Momoa-looking chap with a fake mermaid tail, and apparently he was harpooned to death.
I don't know how the world is full of so many crazy people, but I don't know what to say to that. It's just too funny.
So I'll finish up the report by saying that although McAllister's mental state is presently unstable, doctors believe he should heal completely in the weeks to come after his body had expurged the dangerous levels of toxin that he had been exposed to.
But do you believe it's true?
I mean, I do believe in mer people, if that's what you're asking. I don't know whether I necessarily believe that this guy was sexually assaulted, but...
Okay. But what if it's true and he was actually assaulted, but no one is going to believe him because not everyone thinks mer people exist?
No. Well, so what are you saying? Do you want to create a movement to try and...
get justice for the dude? Imagine a whole protest.
Yeah.
And then you'll go around like with flags that have like mer people. and then like, we all shout like justice and everything.
Oh my god. Yeah.
Do you think I should start a petition?
No.
Why not?
Sorry, did I answer too quickly? No. How's that?
What if there was a court case and he had to go into court to prove that he was actually assaulted by mer people?
Well, first of all, I don't really want to think of how he would actually prove that.
What if he shows a video? Did he have any video or like photo evidence with him?
I don't know.
So this is all by what he said?
Yeah.
Wow. There's no way to prove it?
No.
There's actually no way to prove it?
No.
Okay, but what about like, you know how like, He was swollen in the areas.
Yeah.
What if that is proof or evidence?
Okay.
Of his assault.
Well, that's what he was trying to say, that was the evidence.
Oh.
But authorities believe that it was self-inflicted.
But there's no way to prove that it was self-inflicted either.
Yeah, but there's no way to prove that it was mer people either.
Have you seen those like videos on the internet like of different mermaids? But they don't look like the ones from... like they don't look like Ariel.
Yeah.
They look scary.
I've seen a few, yeah.
Like, they probably exist. And that's probably what they... Well, I don't want to say that's probably what they do, but...
Yeah, I reckon they have an agenda. First of all, they swim around and they collect krill... And then they go and, they go to the parliament of the sea people and then they find an elderly chap who's stranded on a rock and they sexually assault him. I don't know.
You never know. Mer people could be, like, a whole different... Do they think like humans?
I don't know. I mean, if you want to do a mer person podcast special, I feel like we're racking up ideas for episodes we can do together in the future, so, yeah.
Yeah, these episodes are not long enough because I have so much to say, like... Do mer people think like humans, and do they dream underwater? And you know how they like have to swim underwater? Do the fishes above them look like they're flying to them, or do crabs look up and think mer people can fly? But they're actually swimming underwater.
I don't know. I don't know if a crab has all that much in the way of thought.
Do crabs think as well?
I think a lot of crustaceans and things like that, they have only kind of like a flight and fright response, and they don't do much thinking. It's obviously just hunting for food and survival instinct, and that's kind of it.
Oh, that's that's a bit lame. Yeah. I was hoping crabs could, you know, be like geniuses or something. Like, they're probably under the sea right now solving mathematical equations. We never know.
Well, anyway, let's wrap up this episode of the Valentine's Day special part one.
RoboDuck. Oh, yeah, it's meant to be Valentine's Day.
Yeah, RoboDuck, it's been an absolute pleasure having you on, and you are more than welcome to come back, and hopefully we'll be able to Hopefully we'll be able to set up like a more kind of, we're going to do this then, and I'm not going to have to wait and cry for 3 hours.
I'm so sorry. Oh, my gosh. Every time you bring that up, I keep thinking, like, where did I go wrong with my life?
Well, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for being on the show. And to all of you out there who may not be with someone this Valentine's Day, fuck it, who cares?
I'd okay. say just stay home. Chill, eat pizza, watch TV.
Just to treat it as a normal day, because the likelihood is that 50% of those people who are with people are going to come away feeling disappointed and heartbroken, and we don't have to.
Yeah, that's true. I honestly read this meme on the internet that said, like, single people can go sleep peacefully at night not knowing that they could be potentially cheated on. So, like, us singletons don't need to worry about that.
No, absolutely. So, whether it is day or night, evening or whatever, have a very good life, death, and we will see you guys in the next episode. Take care!